Aircheckdownloads.com.
You're listening to test transmissions for Talk Radio UK, the nation's new 24-hour station for talk entertainment. From Tuesday the 14th of February, Talk Radio UK, broadcasting across England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales on 1053 and 1089 kilohertz AM. We also broadcast from Newcastle-upon-Tyne on 1071 and from Liverpool, Fareham and Torbay on 1107. From Tuesday the 14th of February, Talk Radio UK on 1053 and 1089 medium wave, the nation's new 24-hour station for talk entertainment. You've never heard talk like it.
I think I was discovered by God, really, because my first ever role within show business was wearing a dress.
Maurice D, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio UK.
My first ever frock was the one of the Archangel Gabriel there in Coventry, the Coventry Mystery Plays. And there I was, standing on a rock, a rather large thing, in the middle of Coventry Cathedral ruins, singing my tiny little heart out, all in Latin, none of which I could understand, but it sounded quite nice, with people standing around me crying. They were in bits, they were, staring up at me. And St. John the Baptist kneeling down in front of me, and it was all lovely. I'll never forget it. And the light shining upon me. Now, I don't know whether it was the euphoria of performing in public or whatever, but I think for a split second there, I thought, well, I can fly. I can. And I stood back off the rock, and of course I couldn't, and promptly split my head open and was surrounded by blue flashing lights for half an hour or two. I was then taken to hospital, but discovered that, in fact, through my pain and my ache, I can actually make people laugh. And I found the whole thing incredibly funny. And from that moment on, I've wanted to be in show business, which is what? Is that the same as being in pain? I don't know. One of the two. But I've enjoyed both of them all tremendously.
I always wanted to be one of two things, a lawyer or a journalist.
Scott Chisholm, weekday mornings, 10 till 1, on Talk Radio UK.
For a minor social transgression, four or five of us and I were suspended from high school, so I decided that I'd go and maybe have a try at becoming a journalist. So I went to one of the two local newspapers, one of which was a morning newspaper called the Otago Daily Times, and it was the winner of several Commonwealth Awards. It wasn't one of these awful parochial parish pump papers. If an interesting international story was interesting enough, it would be on the front page, not necessarily a local story. So it was a very good paper on which to start, and I started as the lowest of the low, as a cadet one reporter, and one of my first tasks was writing the shipping column every day, what ships were in, what ships were out. Journalism was something that always interested me, probably because I'm naturally curious, and I like telling stories.
Getting into radio, rather butch affair for me, because radio began for MOSD on a building site. Absolutely true. I was working with my father on a building site. Worked for him for about 3 or 4 years. There, surrounded by men who'd been hardened by years in the sun, the rain, the wind. Hardened by years of digging holes that were thousands of feet deep in some cases. Hard, hard men. I arrived on the scene, of course, not used to this. I was in the world of show business. My father thought that there was something wrong straight away when I asked for my own dressing room. It didn't happen, of course. I was placed there with the rest of the men. And they thought there was something strange when I donned the marigolds and started to clean the place up a bit. In fact, we had the cleanest working men's hut, I think, in the whole of Christendom. But one thing it did teach me was the fact that these men that throughout my career so far I'd ignored, bearing in mind that I was related to the majority of them, had some of the keenest minds that I'd ever come across, and the quickest sense of humour. And I wrote a play called I'm Your Man, which was all about it. And I'm Your Man, people often say, why did you write a play called I'm Your Man? Because you could go up to any one of these lads and you could say, dig a hole, they go, I'm your man. Father, my child, I'm your man. Anything you like. These were always your men, and they'd always be prepared, ready to do whatever you asked of them. And that's my philosophy now in life. Anything you fancy talking about, I'm your man.
Talk Radio UK provides a challenge similar to that provided by Sky Television when it first started and was in its infancy. People had never experienced such a difference in the medium of television. Similarly, people haven't experienced what talk radio is going to provide them with. Something completely new. It's not talk radio that British people know. It is talk radio in a much more provocative and stimulating and entertaining and accessible way. It's a challenge in that my colleagues and I have really got to set about with a blank piece of paper and prove to people how stimulating, how provocative, how entertaining, how informative radio can, not only can be, but should be. And talk radio is really going to prove all those things. Talk radio really is the future of radio in Britain. With Sky News, people panned us prior to us being on air, and that has happened to us to a certain extent. Shock Jock Radio, which is not us, never has been, never will be. People panned us because we weren't going to be serious. We'll be absolutely serious on talk radio. And after about 6 months, we were given grudging respect. After about 9 months, the grudging was dropped and we got respect. And into the second year of broadcasting, people feared us because of the power that we were able to bring to bear on the industry. And exactly the same thing is going to happen with talk radio.
Aircheckdownloads.com.